A company in Mountain View, California, helps fund and advises new or startup technology companies. It is called Y Combinator, and it has helped launch many well-known companies like Dropbox, Airbnb, and Reddit. To expand its business, Y Combinator has put its program online at no cost in a new course called Startup School. This course has gotten more than 7,000 technology founders from 140 countries to sign up for the program. Y Combinator, also called YC, began in 2005. It holds programs 2 times a year. They bring company founders to Mountain View for 10 weeks of intensive training. Those taking part receive advice from YC's large alumni network of well-known companies. In addition to advice, YC invests $120,000 in each startup company. In return, the company gets 7% share of stock in the startup. The program ends with an event called Demo Day. During this day, those taking part give their business pitches to a room full of possible investors. YC's program has become very popular. It is also very competitive. Only 2% of those who apply are accepted to the YC program. The company created the online startup school to permit more business people to take part in their program. Göktuğ Yılmaz did not make it to the normal YC program, but signed up later for startup school. Yılmaz wanted to help his game-developing business in Ankara, Turkey. Yılmaz said he wanted to be part of the startup school because it lets him talk and receive feedback. Just seeing this process would help us get better on focusing on our goals, he said. Stephen Pham helps run startup school. He said the company wanted to reach business founders outside of California's technology center, known as Silicon Valley. Internet access has been only something people have access to very recently in a lot of these markets, Pham said. In a lot of these communities, where startups are super, super early, we wanted to get in there and help them learn best practices, best ways to think about building their product, best ways to think about sales strategies and markets. According to Pham, the interest in startup school has been surprisingly high. More than 13,000 companies and nearly 20,000 founders applied. Because of the high number of applicants, YC had to limit the first class to 3,000 companies and about 7,000 founders so that it could provide enough advisors. Ti So is an alumna with YC. She helped advise 30 companies during startup school. People kind of have this idea of Silicon Valley as where the startups are at, and it's really cool for me to see so many diverse companies from so many places around the world, she said. The startup school course ends with presentation day, which is similar to demo day of the regular program. On presentation day, those taking part make their pitches online. The one difference is that the objective is not to get the interest of investors, but to present an early version of their product idea in a clear way. The pitches can come from all over the world, including one from Syria, where a group is teaching children how to create circuits. Another group from Sudan, named Socialize, is trying to help blind people use social media more easily. I've learned many useful skills, and those skills appeared in the modifications we made on our solution, said Hussam Eldin Hassan from Socialize. About 56% of the first startup school class, or about 1,580 companies, completed the course. Y Combinator says it plans to expand the number of companies for the next startup school. The next course is expected to take place early next year. For Yilmaz, startup school was a great experience for both business and relationships. In startup school, we made a bunch of friends from the online chat, Yilmaz said. We are probably going to continue those friendships with other founders. I'm Phil Dierking.